Bolivia is in the process of building the world's longest urban cable car system. The goal is to ease the lives of commuters who battle traffic congestion between the mountain cities of La Paz and El Alto. Two lines are already operating and six more are in the works. Reporter John Otis has been riding along and sent this story.
La Paz is a tough city for mass transit. It was built by Spanish conquistadors who laid out narrow, winding streets. The city sits in a bowl-like depression, with neighborhoods rising up the craggy slopes of the Andes Mountains. The city's landscape is too steep for a subway, so the city relies on 40,000 minibuses. These can handle the hills, but there aren't enough of them. What's more, the minibuses have made the city's traffic jams even worse. So, like the mountainous cities of Medellin, Caracas, and Rio de Janeiro, La Paz is building a cable car system. The first line, connecting La Paz to the mountaintop city of El Alto, began operating in May. The Swiss-made gondolas have polished wood benches and broad tinted windows. Unlike exhaust-belching buses, they run on electricity and hardly make any noise. The trip costs about 40 cents and takes 10 minutes, compared to 35 cents and half an hour by minibus.
Demasiado, mucho ladrón, en la misma movilidad le roban.
Sandra Gutierrez, a La Paz homemaker, says the gondolas are safer than minibuses, which are often jammed with passengers and pickpockets. Cesar Duckweiler is the system's general manager.
En los próximos cinco años se va a construir cinco líneas de.
With plans for eight lines by 2019, Duckweiler says it will become the largest mass transit cable car system in the world. A second line was recently inaugurated, with marching bands, folk dancers, and an appearance by President Evo Morales, who was re-elected by a landslide this month. Bolivia is one of the poorest nations in Latin America, but thanks to rising natural gas exports, the economy is booming. Morales is using some of the windfall on the gondolas and other major public works projects in an effort to change the country's image. We should never again feel like a small country or that we are underdeveloped, Morales told the crowd at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. We need optimism. We need to look onward and upward. The cable cars seem to be helping. This means so much, college student Ruben Fernandez tells me. Just a few years ago, no one believed a project like this would be possible.
Keep an eye out for the car on the way up.
Besides commuters, tourists are clamoring aboard. Approaching El Alto, nearly 14,000 feet high, the gondolas provide a spectacular panorama of five snow-capped Andean peaks.
Well, that's Illimani, that's 6,500 meters.
Later, I meet first-time passenger Max Cruz. He's so awed by the view that he breaks into song about the beauty of La Paz.
Oh, linda La Paz, oh, bella ciudad. Quien te conoce no olvida jamás. Oh, linda La Paz.
For NPR News, I'm John Otis.